Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget, babe, the name is Charlie.
Thank you.
into the show and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. This is 2013. I'm your host, Frank Williams. This is our second show, guys, in the year 2013. Yesterday I had a great show. We talked a little bit about the BCS National Championship game. Then we talked a lot about the NFL playoffs. Today's show is titled the BCS Championship Winners. Now, I know some of you guys, a lot of you guys watched the game last night. I didn't get a chance to watch the game. I had to work, but that's okay. I understand that I didn't miss a thing. Now, our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. Their office number is 770-732-0244. Again, that office number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can take care of any and all of your needs or concerns. Now, I understand that we're coming up into the tax season. And you guys are starting to put your paperwork together, get your receipts together. Anything you may need for your taxes, you're starting to do that now. You're starting to think about what's going on with your taxes. Now, just like anything else, you need professionals to prepare your tax work. So, give the guys at CPA on Duty, the professional tax preparers, a chance to help you out. Give them a call, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I know you guys are listening to the show. I'm going to try to get the CPA from CPA on Duty on the show this week. Hopefully she'll come on the show and answer any questions you may have, or just in general talk about some things that's going on with the IRS, some things you may not be aware of right now, and you guys can call into the show, ask questions, or you can send me questions, through email or through the message board on my show page at blogtalkradio.com. Either way, get your questions answered, or you can just listen in to the show and maybe you'll pick something up that she says that'll help you out tremendously. Again, guys, thank you for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. The number again is 818-301-5834. We're live with the BCS Championship winners. Now, one other thing. Like I said, I didn't miss the game last night because I had to work. But the final score of the game was 42-14. And Alabama won their third championship in 4 years. They're pretty much dominating the SEC, they dominate the United States in football, in college football right now. Notre Dame was outmatched. They don't have the talent that Alabama has. They just, from what I understand, they just couldn't get over the hump. They turned the ball over. They made careless mistakes. And that's why the score was so lopsided last night. Now, like I always say, the national championship game is actually, every year, the national championship game is actually the SEC championship game. That's the national championship game. That's usually the best two teams in the nation right there. That's usually the best two teams in the nation. Now, the only reason that Notre Dame was number one is because they didn't lose a game, but as well, they didn't play anyone. They hadn't played anyone like Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Texas A&M, and when you get down to it, the SEC has the best talent in the nation. The best talent in the nation. And in Notre Dame, although they didn't lose a game this year until last night, were talked about as having the number one defense in the nation, and they just got trounced, or whatever the word is for it. They got trounced last night. Now, the thing that, you know, Georgia gave Alabama all they could handle, and actually, if you listen to the post-game show last night, that's exactly what Nick Saban said. Nick Saban said, hey, look, Georgia was 5 yards from being at that game last night. Which, you know, if you remember in the SEC championship game, it came down to the end of the game, and I think Georgia threw a pass, and they got caught, and he was at the 5-yard line, couldn't get out of bounds, and Georgia lost the game right there at the end. If they had won the game, they would have been in the national championship game last night instead of Alabama, and Georgia would have been holding up that national championship trophy last night. I guarantee it. Georgia would have stumped Notre Dame just like Alabama stumped Notre Dame last night. Texas A&M would have stumped Notre Dame just like Alabama stumped Notre Dame last night. I mean, LSU would have stumped Notre Dame just like Alabama stumped Notre Dame last night. All these big SEC schools are just, I don't know what else to say. They just have more talent than any of the other schools. You know, I think LeBron James tweeted last night, put Oregon on the plane right now and drop them off in Miami. They'll have a better chance at beating Alabama. Au contraire, my friend. Oregon would have got their butts kicked last night as well. It's just a fact that the SEC has tremendous talent. There's more talent in the South than anywhere else in the United States when it comes to football. I don't know what it is, but that's just it. When it comes to football, there's more talent in the SEC in the South than anywhere in the nation. Now, Nick Saban has a chance to, if he, you know, continues to work at Alabama. I don't know if he will be there long enough to win three more championships. I think that's a lot. But, you know, to compare it, Bat Bryant from Alabama, he won six national championships while he was at Alabama. So he's got six national championships. Now, Saban has four. He's got three with Alabama, one with LSU. So he's got a chance to tie or break the record of Bat Bryant. They've got tremendous talent coming in again next year. They got a lot of freshmen coming in next year, like top high school guys in the nation that have already committed to Alabama. And so they're going to have a big team again next year. So just, you know, I'm telling the nation right now, look out. And Georgia should also be a big threat to go to the national championship game next year as well. They're stacked, and they should have a big team next year. They got the quarterback coming back. And you guys know, I'm not an Alabama fan, okay? I'm a Georgia fan. And like I said, when Georgia and Alabama played in the national championship, I keep calling it the national championship game because, like I said, the SEC championship game is the national championship game. That Georgia and Alabama game, if you had taken that game and put it in the place of that game last night, same time, same place, everything, that would have been a tremendous game. That SEC championship game was a great game. And, they took Alabama to the brink. But just like Notre Dame, Georgia could not stop the run. You have to be able to stop the run in football. I don't care if it's Little League, college, pro. You have to be able to stop the run. Okay? So that's it. Alabama wins their third BCS title in 4 years. And congratulations to Alabama. They stood firm. They went through everything they had to get to the national championship game. And then when they got to the national championship game, they pulled out all the stops. They played a great game. Now, I also contribute that to Notre Dame because I don't think that Notre Dame prepared for Alabama the way they should have prepared. I think if they would have prepared the way they should have prepared, the outcome would have been a bit different. I'm not saying that they would have beat Alabama. All I'm saying is they may have had a better chance of beating Alabama. You know, some people get into the mindset that, you know, when they're undefeated, they feel like they can't be beat. And they kind of relax instead of pressing on the gas like they had been during the year. They came to the national championship game a little bit too relaxed, and then they got kicked in the mouth. So, Notre Dame, go back to the drawing board. Go back to South Bend, Indiana. Pull that blackboard out and try to figure out how you got your butts kicked last night. Try to figure that out. Coaches, I don't blame it on the kids. I blame it on the coaches. They didn't prepare. They didn't have their game plan in order. Okay? That's who I blame it all on, is the coaches. It's not the kids. The kids only execute your game plan. If your game plan isn't working. And like I said last night, when we heard the score was like, I don't know the halftime score, but I know it was 21-0 in the first half. I don't know if it ended up at halftime being 28-0 or 28-7 or 21-7 or whatever. But you got to go in the locker room. You got to sit down. And you got to make adjustments. You can't just get kicked in the mouth all first half and then go into the second half and say, guys, we're gonna keep doing what we've been doing, and this thing's gonna work. It's gonna turn around. You gotta change some things up. You gotta make some adjustments. Okay? You gotta make some adjustments. I know that from even playing basketball when I was coming up, you know, playing high level of basketball when I was coming up. So you got to make adjustments at halftime. Some things you can't do out on the field, or you don't have the attention of the kids out on the field that you have in the locker room at halftime. Okay? And then in a game like this, in a national championship game, you got more time at halftime than any other game you've played. So you've got time to get some things together. The coaches from upstairs in the press box that are looking down on the field at the game, I don't know what they were looking at. But obviously, it wasn't the game. Okay? So, Notre Dame, you guys got to go back to the drawing board. You're not going to have the year you had this year. This was your chance. This was your chance to win the national championship. And y'all obviously didn't prepare like it was your only chance to win the national championship. And that's the way you should have prepared. 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. If you want to call into the show, weigh in on the BCS championship winners, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, I'm not going to get into this stuff. You know, like I said, I'm not an Alabama fan. So I'm not going to get into this stuff, all this Roll Tide and all this crap that they talk about and they screaming all the time. I don't do that. But like I said, I give them their props. They won it fair and square. They went through everything that they had to get there. And when they got there, they took advantage of it. And I mean took advantage of it. They spanked them. Okay, so that's that. Now, guys, again, I'm going to try to get the owner of CPA on duty, the certified public accountant, on the show so you guys can ask some questions, understand what the new laws of the new tax laws that are in place, and how you can benefit. I say benefit. You can benefit from having a tax professional on the show where you can call in, ask questions, and get your questions answered and understand what needs to happen. And that was one question that was posed to me on last night, and I got to ask this question about sponsor. As it was, one guy was saying that he's not going to claim his daughter. He's divorced, but and his daughter lives with him, but he's not going to claim his daughter. He's going to let his ex-wife claim his daughter because he said that he made too much money last year. I don't understand that. I got to ask that question, but I think he's thinking totally wrong. And at the same time, I don't know who's advising him with that. But I think that is 100% wrong. So maybe we'll get that question answered on the show pretty soon. Now, a little bit into the NBA news. In the NBA, Dwight Howard, for the Lakers, Dwight Howard and Paul Gasol are out indefinitely. And a little bit of NFL news, RG3 has a tear in his LCL. It's some kind of something collateral ligament. So he has a tear. I knew it. They put that boy at risk, okay? Seahawks defensive end Clemens, he tore his ACL, so he's out until next year. So, guys, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. I got about a minute left in the show. I had a great show. Join me tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m., for another tremendous show. Not sure yet when I have the tax professional on the show. Maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after, maybe the day after that. I'm not sure. It may be next week, but hopefully I can get her on this week and give you guys some information. I really do appreciate you guys. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. All right? So thank you guys for listening to the show. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you?